Numbers, chapter 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness! And for what reason has Yahweh brought us to this land, to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" And they said to one another, "Let's make a captain. Let's return to Egypt." And then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel, and Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the company of the children of Israel, saying, "The land which we passed through to search is an exceeding good land. If Yahweh delight in us, then he will bring us to this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against Yahweh, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Yahweh is with us. Do not fear them." But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the splendor of Yahweh appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation in front of all the children of Israel. And Yahweh said to Moses, "How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be before they believe me for all the signs which I've showed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and make of you a greater nation and mightier than they." And Moses said to Yahweh, "Then the Egyptians shall hear, for you brought up this people in your might from among them. And they will tell to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that you, Yahweh, are among this people, and that you, Yahweh, are seen face to face, and that your cloud stands above them, and that you go before them, by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and by in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you shall kill all this people as one man, then the nation which have heard of the fame of you will speak, saying, 'Because Yahweh was not able to bring this people to the land which he swore to them, therefore he has killed them in the wilderness.' And now, I beg of you, let the power of Yahweh be great, according as you have spoken, saying, 'Yahweh is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beg you, the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of your mercy. And as you have forgiven this people from Egypt till now.' And Yahweh said, 'I've pardoned according to your word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the splendor of Yahweh. Because all those men which have seen my splendor and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tempted me now in these 10 times and have not listened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring to the land into which he went, and his seed shall possess it.' Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. 'Tomorrow, turn and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea.' And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, 'How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say to them, "As I live, says Yahweh, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless you shall not come into the land which I swore to make you dwell in, except for Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them I will bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which you search the land, 40 days, each day for a year shall you bear your iniquity, 40 years, and you shall know my breach of promise. I, Yahweh, have said, I will surely do it to all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land, died by the plague in front of Yahweh. But Yahshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived. And Moses told these sayings to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly, and they rose up early in the morning and got them up to the top of the mountain, saying, We will be here, and will go up into the place which Yahweh has promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, For what reason now do you transgress the commandment of Yahweh? But it shall not prosper. Do not go up, for Yahweh is not among you, so that you not be smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there in front of you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you are turned away from Yahweh. Therefore Yahweh will not be with you. But they presumed to go up into the hilltop. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh and Moses did not depart out of the camp. And then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites, which dwelt in that hill, and smote them and discomfited them all the way to Hormah. End of chapter.